couldn't believe it yesterday when I saw Consumers Distributing was trending because somebody started date yourself or age yourself by naming a store. And you jumped on it. And I thought, here's a woman who has strong feelings about Consumers Distributing. Should we try and explain first, Lisa, what it was?
Yeah. I suppose there will be a lot of people who don't know because it closed in 1996, right?
Did it?
Yeah. So the idea was the front of the store was actually quite small. The warehouse at the back was the big part, and you'd go in, you'd get a catalog at home, and my brother and I would circle everything we wanted, and then you'd go into Consumers Distributing, fill out a little form, hand it to somebody, and they would go off into magic land at the back, and then a little conveyor belt would bring out what you had asked for. And it was just a different way of shopping, and nobody else was doing that at the time. It was all kind of smoke and mirrors. You didn't look at something and say, I want that, so much as check a little box and wait for it to magically come out to you.
Was it Amazon before Amazon? Were they ahead of their time?
I think they kind of were, but you didn't have to click pages. You flipped them with your little fingers. I know it sounds archaic, but it was really fun. And every year when it came out and we'd see, you know, what's new in electronics or what's the latest radio or whatever. I remember buying jewelry there. Remember buying a silver necklace.
Jeez. Well, to me as a kid, it was the most, now you say it was exciting. I guess that we didn't have access to the catalog. My parents were probably a little more devious than yours. And when we went into that store, it was just white laminate counters with little boxes underneath and those little golf pencils. And it was just the most boring shopping experience a kid could ever have because you couldn't even look at stuff. You couldn't say, I want, I want.
Yeah, we equated it with the wish book, the Christmas wish book from Sears. You know, when that would come, that would be very exciting.
Never got it.
Oh, no, your parents. What were they doing? Were they preempting all the mail?
Yeah, pretty much. It was draconian.
You know, there is a store right now that uses that same way of shopping, and it's Lee Valley Tools.
Really?
Yes, you do the same thing. You go in. I mean, they do have a lot of things out on the floor, but you go through catalogs, you fill out your little card and check your little things and hand it to somebody, and they go in the back and get it for you. It's very Consumers Distributing, except that they don't have the super wide range of stuff. It's all Lee Valley stuff. It's tools and hardware and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
But it's the same principle.
Well, you see, this is the sheltered life I've lived, I guess, because I was deprived of things like Consumers Distributing as a kid. But I used to, you know our producer, Ian MacArthur, from back in the day at CHFI. He used to joke about the personal massager that his mother ordered from Consumers Distributing. And I think it might be what we think it is. But anyway...
Whoa. Well, that's the way you'd want to get a personal massager. You don't want to walk into a store and carry it out. You know, you want somebody to go and get it for you, right? So there's a chain of like five people who know what you're buying. But anyway.
I don't know. It as I look back at it now, I think, wow, was that how they did their shopping behind the Iron Curtain at that time? Like you checked your list and then they could look at it and go, oh, yes, okay, Miss Brandt, she's buying this and this and this. Oh, no, you don't need two of those. No personal massager for Miss Brandt, you know. So I don't know. It's a weird thing to look back on, but it's funny how it really struck a chord yesterday on social media until Rudy got the Rona and that took over. But
well, it's I do wonder if they had done better marketing, if they might have survived because
a jingle.
From what I was reading, people had a perception that they were running out of stuff and that they didn't have inventory. And because I don't know if it's because they couldn't see it or what, but they had a real perception problem. And that's part of what killed them. People just, they had other places to go to get their stuff.
And here we are now ordering by ticking off boxes and somebody else takes care of it and actually gets it to our house or to the post office and we pick it up. I don't know that we've come that far, but they were ahead of their time.
Yeah, they definitely were. And, you know, I mean, I could talk to you about retail for hours. Costco. Take Costco, for example. A lot of people say Consumers Distributing is, you know, sort of set things up for how Costco works. I hate Costco. everybody I know is like, oh, we got it at Costco. We got to go. Good for you. We let our membership lapse. I hate it. I think it's an awful experience. I feel pushed around and rushed and like there's not enough room and all that kind of thing. So maybe it's because they have all the stuff out in the floor. They should have it in the back. And we tick off a little box and we hand it to somebody.
So you come in and while you're waiting for them to get it, you try the bacon wrapped scallops.
That's
or
right.
The peanut clusters or something. Yeah, there you go. We've got it figured out, Lisa. This is our 2021 get rich scheme, okay?
Get rich slow, yes.
And we'll have a jingle.
You have to sing it.
Okay. Consumers Costco. Yes, definitely. Okay. Hey, nice chatting with you. We should do this more often.
Anytime, my dear. It's been wonderful.
Take care, my friend, and we'll see you in the aisles at Consumers Distributing in the playground in my mind.